Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host. And during these times of such intense change, and, let's face it, it's crunchy for a lot of people. It's challenging. It's also provided with lots of opportunities. But it's great to hear some positive news. And we're going to be doing that this morning on Seeing Beyond with David Damery. He is here talking about Lantos, an ascended master. He's also here sharing some of the latest transcriptions of Lantos's words for us. Some real inspiration for these times. Well, speaking of these times, let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about our astrology for today, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, July 21st. More pressure. The big event in the Skywatch today is Saturn re-entering Libra, which is his favorite sign, at 8:09 a.m. this morning. Saturn is now lining up opposite Uranus in early Aries, and both of these big boys are moving into a square with dangerous Pluto in Capricorn. Today marks the beginning of a giant cardinal T-square forming in the heavens with these three planets. Cardinal signs want to go, do, jump into the river, start a new company, shoot first, talk later. Thus, the danger for all of us is in not counting the high cost of our actions and or in biting off way more than we can chew. Better to play it cool, conservative, and safe over the next few weeks. One good use of this cardinal energy is cleaning up files and messes. Pluto will be happy to help you out. The only other marker on Wednesday appears at 4:42 p.m. when the moon squares flirty Venus. That's nothing, and clear skies follow for the rest of the evening. If your birthday is this week, July 18th through the 24th, you got to know your limitations in 2010, late Cancer and early Leo birth signs. Opportunities will be around as lucky Jupiter and Uranus both trine your sun in your new solar return, the chart of your new year. That means this is an exceptional year when you can make fortunate changes in your life and reinvent yourself with new clothes, skills, and attitude. You just have to know when to quit and not go overboard. Jupiter will also square Pluto in your no solar return. Excessive spending and empty promises can lead you to divorce, bankruptcy, and trouble with the law in the months ahead. This is a very good year to let go of people and situations that are not really on your wavelength or not healthy. You may also need to make an apology to someone for a matter from the past. Do it. Tie up loose ends. Clean out and give up stuff you don't need. Be open to new experiences. And I bet you have a banner year, Cancer and Leo, as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen here with David Demery, and he's going to be sharing with us some of the latest information from his sister Cindy, who has direct contact with an ascended master named Lantos. We're also going to be talking about their brand new website where you can actually get this information yourself just simply by going online. David, it's so good to have you back on the program with such exciting news. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I say, if you tell me that you've got a website that's finished, that's complete, that's done, I say you better start over again. Because seriously, if a website isn't a work in action, if there isn't something, at least 1 to 10 elements changing on it every single day, it's kind of dead. You know, we're now in a time where things are moving so quickly, and websites are a huge reflection of that. Talk about your new website and what our Seeing Beyond listeners are going to get when they go to our link on the calendar section of the Seeing Beyond website, linked right over to biogenesis.us. What's new on the site?
Well, we've added several things. The whole site itself is new, of course, but one of the key things that we've added is the ability for people to hear these messages that Lantos is bringing forth each week. By going online. They can go online, go to the messages page, and they'll be able to listen to any of these messages that they want, however many times they want, whenever they want. And that's going to be a lot of fun for them because these messages really are a lot of fun. Additionally, there's going to be a section where people are able to watch seminars, watch lectures, even attend live webinars. So people who have been waiting for a biogenesis seminar to be able to learn how to use some of the tools or to learn about biogenesis, they'll actually be able to do that, well, from their own living room. They don't have to wait for me to come into their town and do it. I'll still come into their town. I'll still be coming in to do the live seminars. But this way, at least, people are able to attend the seminars virtually just from their own homes.
I love that, and I also love the fact that the graphics are new. You can really see the biogenesis tools. You can get a look at not only the tools themselves, but how to use them. Talk a little bit about what the biogenesis tools are and how somebody can get started using them to really make the most of these catalytic times, David.
Well, of course, biogenesis itself is simply a technology to make life better, and we place an energy called Genesis energy into glass tools. We use glass tools because glass has the ability, when it takes on the Genesis energy, to then turn around and radiate that energy to its environment. And the Genesis energy is actually very simple. It contains merely the memory of the process of creation. That would be the process by which energy surrounds itself with form, creating an atom, for example. The memory of that process is what is contained within the Genesis energy. And when that energy comes into contact with anything else, such as your body or your automobile or anything else, whether it's living or non-living, it restores harmony. And it does this on every level. So the various tools of biogenesis are able to be used by people to restore harmony in their lives. You know, and someone doesn't have to be an expert. They don't have to know all about biogenesis. They can simply say, you know what, I'm having some difficulty with depression, or I'm having difficulty in a relationship, or I'm having difficulty with finances, any number of things. They can call up and say, I'm having difficulty with this. Do you guys have a tool that will help out? And we can say, sure, you're going to want to use this tool, so that they're able to use something very simply, very easily, to restore harmony to specific areas of their lives.
And speaking of easy, we are making it so easy for you. What we are going to do is, in fact, it's already up there, is we have linked over to the Biogenesis website. All you have to do is go to seeingbeyond.com, go to the calendar section, go to today's date. You'll see David Demery's name up there. Just simply click on their website. It's biogenesis.us, and you'll see so much of what we're talking about. And now talk about how people can tune into what Cindy has to say, what Lantos has to say. Get this new inspiration right there on the website.
That's absolutely right, Bonnie. Lantos had mentioned last year to Cindy that he wanted to provide people with guidance, advice and guidance during these times of tremendous change. You know, and he told Cindy that the change would be so significant. He mentioned that many values of the past would be rapidly replaced by new values, and it might be, it might be a little bit scary for people. And he wanted to be able to provide advice and guidance from an area, a place of non-change, because it would help people, it would help them make them feel better, more confident. It would help them understand the nature of the changes that they're seeing. So he wanted these messages coming out each week. And those are the weekly messages that people are able to listen to either by calling in or looking at the website.
Well, I love that. And again, the web address is www.biogenesis.us. We're going to take our break, and we're going to be coming back. And David is going to describe a message that Cindy has recently gotten from Lantos. This is a brand new one. So if you have a friend who needs some inspiration, if you have somebody in your family who wants to know more, have them give us a listen on AM 1450, or if they're out of our listening area, hello, we're streaming live now. Just simply go to kestradio.com. We're going to take a brief break, and we're going to be coming back, I promise you, seeing beyond. Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at bioage.com.
This Saturday and Sunday at East West Bookstore in Mountain View is their famous Psychic Fair, featuring 12 to 14 acclaimed psychic readers and holistic healing practitioners. It's a great opportunity to get the insights and answers you've been seeking at prices far below the usual fees. The Psychic Fair runs from noon to 6 p.m. each day, and also on Saturday, there's an evening kirtan and concert with Om Sweet Om, a great group of musicians from Half Moon Bay. More at eastwest.com.
Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, is offering listeners of Seeing Beyond amazing specially discounted rates on her private consultations and weekend workshops. Lisa helps clients to clear blocks so they are able to move forward on their soul's chosen path. She can also help you create more abundance in your life or look at relationship issues as they relate to past or present lives. With the divine guidance of the masters of the Akashic field, it's easy to find the hidden beliefs and fears that hold us back. Call 415-492-0262 now. That's 415-942-0262 now to receive $40 off a private consultation or $55 off a weekend workshop. 415-492-0260 or visit our website at akashicknowing.com. We are back. I am Bonnie Colleen, and it's a very exciting day. We can have David Demery on the program. And by the way, if you missed the beginning of this show or if you want to hear it again, we're going to be replaying this interview with David Demery next Monday, July 26th, the 9 to 10 a.m. hour. Well, I hope that you called some friends, some family, co-workers to listen to what Lantos has to say. So, David, why don't you briefly let our listeners know who Lantos is and then introduce this very first clip, including the date that your sister Cindy received it from Lantos, so that we can get an idea of what we're going to be listening to.
Well, Lantos is an ascended master that who has been speaking with my sister Cindy ever since October of 1997. And when my sister speaks with him, you know, all her life she's had the ability to see angels and other types of celestial beings, but when this one first came to her in October of 97, he showed up in her house physically. He just appeared physically in front of her. He's about 7.5 feet tall, and, you know, then he started speaking with her. And this was actually the very first time that any of these beings was speaking with my sister, and he uses a physical voice. So for my sister, talking to Lantos, it's really no different from any of your listeners talking to any of their friends. It's just a standard conversation. And he explained to her that he's an ascended master and that he has worked with her in the past and he has worked on Earth in the past, and that right now there are many ascended masters here to help Earth as it makes it through this tremendous period of transformation. And he has provided her with a lot of information over the years, and especially with the information about biogenesis and the genesis energy and technology. And this particular clip that we're going to be listening to, as I mentioned, Lantas wanted to provide people with information and guidance on a weekly basis, and he started that program just a few months ago. And then, timed to begin on July 1st, we replayed each of those weekly messages for 10 days, and on the 10th day was a new message. And Lantas referred to this 10-day period as a 10-day program for knowledge, where people would be able to spend 10 minutes each day focusing on fundamental knowledge, and it would have a tremendous impact on the world. And this message that we're going to listen to is the final message from the 10-day program for knowledge, and it was given to us on July 10th.
All right. Well, Quang has that queued up. We're going to hear from Cindy her reception of the messages from Lantos. And again, this was just very recent, July 10th of this year.
This is the dialogue for July 10th, 2010. Greetings. Today is the day of light, the day of eternal light, the day we celebrate the brilliant radiance of eternal light. We are structuring eternal light on the basis of knowledge. These 10 days of knowledge have enlivened knowledge. We are enlivening the fullness of knowledge. Fullness of knowledge. It is very beautiful. The fine impulses of knowledge give rise to the expressions of knowledge. And it is through these expressions of knowledge that creation emerges. It is a sequential unfoldment. The connection is always present. The connection between the expressed layers of creation and the non-expressed levels of existence. The source of creation exists within every point of creation. The fullness of knowledge exists within every point of creation. When we speak of the brilliance of eternal light, we are speaking of the brilliant radiance of the source of creation, which can be located within every point of creation. This is the domain of the pendant of eternal light, enlivening the source of creation within every point, enlivening the mechanics of the initial rotations within every aspect of creation. We are enlivening the presence of the brilliant radiance of the Creator, the source of creation, within every expression of creation. It is very beautiful. it is most beautiful. This brilliance we are speaking of, this is the brilliant light which was spotted many thousands of years ago. It was seen by those who could see. It was known at that time to be a great transformation for all of humanity. This great transformation is fast approaching. 2-3 years. It is a transformation brought about through the mechanics of the process of initial rotations. These are the mechanics of creation. These are the steps through which creation emerges. The Creator creates through the process of enlivenment of initial rotations. The pendant of eternal light enlivens this process of initial rotations. This process of creating. It is the connection between the source of creation and the expressions of creation. Desires are fulfilled through the process of creating. This is the pendant of the fulfillment of desires, the pendant of miracles. Together with the biotranslator, this is a very effective combination for the fulfillment of one's desires. Greater importance, however, lies in its nature to bring about the change necessary to structure the great transformation for humanity. This is the pendant of the great light of transformation. Now, on this day, when we celebrate the radiance of eternal light, we inaugurate a new program of instruction, a program of knowledge. To bless this world for the blessings of all, we will offer next year courses of eternal light. These will be held in cities in the USA and in cities outside of the USA. During the program, we will train our blessed individuals of the light of Genesis in the process of creating. The mechanics of initial rotations. We will bring the great radiance, the brilliance, from the seat of eternal light. The great magnitude of blessings from the seat of eternal light will be brought to the doorstep of our beloved individuals of the light of Genesis throughout this blessed country whose role as leader is recognized around the world. This is the significance of this day of eternal light. Yes, eternal light moves. We began our discussions with eternal light, and we conclude our 10 days of knowledge with eternal light. From beginning to end, all is eternal light. Eternal light is all. And many of you drank the blessed elixir of life during these days of sublime radiance for the earth. So I answer to him, yes, many people got the elixir of life water. Very good. The blessings will be enjoyed on every level of existence. Eternal light for all. Many blessings.
Well, David, that was absolutely beautiful. And gosh, you know, we think that this transition is going to take so much time. We usually think that anything that's good, we have to work really, really hard for, and it oftentimes takes a long time. And yet, Lantos was telling Cindy, and through Cindy us, that there are going to be big changes in just a couple of years.
That's right. And he has said a few different times, 2-3 years. So it would appear that this transformation, you know, he said it's fast approaching. So we've got just 2 to 3 years to watch this unfold.
And what is this transformation going to look like? Can you give us a kind of a preview of it?
He hasn't actually given us a preview of it. He has made it clear that this fundamental restoration of the eternal light of Genesis to the planet is what this transformation is all about. So we can assume, years ago, he spoke to Cindy about this period of time being springtime in the Garden of Creation. And he spoke about many beings of nature that were just beginning to wake up again after a long period of rest. And we would see negativity and destruction leave Earth's domain and balance and harmony be restored. So regardless of the actual details of it, he has made it very clear what we're going to see is a much, much better place.
Well, that is so encouraging. And by the way, we've got another one of Lantos's dialogues with Cindy coming up when we come back from this break. This one will be from July 14th. Now, Biogenesis has many beautiful tools. Lantos has mentioned some of them. One of that he mentioned was the biotranslator. We've got a couple of minutes before we need to take our next break. What is the biotranslator, David?
The biotranslator is a tool that translates your desires into a sequence code that is more readily received and acted upon by forces in creation that are able to act on that desire. So if you think of, you know, traveling to a foreign country and you go to speak with people who don't speak English and you don't speak their language, you use a translator because otherwise, you know, while you might be able to get most of your message across, you have to use hand signals and draw things on a piece of paper and stuff like that. If you have a translator, an interpreter there with you, you say something and it immediately gets translated and you get an immediate response. This tool is the exact same thing, and the concept is the same. It's just what it's translating are your desires, and what it's translating it for is so that you can call into action forces in creation that are able to respond to specific desires.
And, of course, people can buy the BioTranslator on your website. You now are making it possible for our listeners to purchase the products. Is that correct, David? I mean, is that, I know that that was one of your goals. Is that possible now?
That's going to be about 1 to 2 weeks out from now.
Okay, I love it. The website is biogenesis.us. It's linked right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our website. All righty, get ready. You might even want to have a pencil and paper, take down a few notes, because when we come back, we're going to be playing another dialogue from Lantos, the Ascended Master, to Cindy, who is David Demery's sister. She lives in Hawaii. She gets messages from Lantos, just like you're getting messages from David and me right now. But these are very special messages. And this one is extremely recent. It is July 14th. So stay with us as we continue to see beyond. You know what the definition of insanity is, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. The next weekday class is July 21st, so save the place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You don't have to live that way. Call Lancer Chiropractic and not only get reduction of symptoms, but increase your energy, vitality, and fitness. Do it now and help your community at the same time. Receive initial consult, exam, x-rays for $75 and 5 cans of food donated to Second Harvest Bank. And this is good through July 30th. So call Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale at 408-245-5454 today to make your appointment. That's 408-245-5454. You can also visit them at lancerchiropractic.com. David Emery and his family have literally changed their entire lives in order to do the work that they are doing through Lantos's suggestions and insights. It's called Biogenesis. Their website is biogenesis.us. David used to be a lawyer. He has now given up that practice to teach people all about the Biogenesis tools and to deliver, help to deliver some of the messages that Lantos is giving to his sister Cindy. Now, how does Cindy receive these messages? Does she go into some kind of a trance? How does that work, David?
You know, she simply calms herself for a couple of seconds. She focuses on the desire to speak with Lantos, and then immediately he shows up. So it is just, it's exactly the same thing as if you think, well, how do I call my friend? You know, I pick up the phone and I dial the number. Same thing, it's just that instead of picking up the phone, you sit down or even stand and just focus on the desire to speak with the friend. And then the friend shows up physically right in front of you. And then you have a conversation with your friend. It's that simple for Cindy when she talks to Lantos.
Well, I love the fact that it's now through modern technology so easy for you to get these messages to us. So let's hear this one from Lantos to your sister Cindy. And this one took place July 14th. Is there anything you want to say to introduce it, David?
Well, this is just from last week, and it brings, in this one, Lantos continues to talk about this new type of class, this new type of education that we're going to be bringing out starting with next year, and it's very exciting for my family because we don't really know what he's talking about yet. So every message that he's providing us about this, we're just waiting to find out what it is, especially when he talks about the nature of these classes, which is teaching people how to create, teaching people the process of creation so that you can create anything you want in your own life. So we're very excited about that.
I love it. All right, well, let's hear this one from July 10th, Cindy and Lantos. Enjoy.
This is the dialogue for Wednesday, July 14th, 2010. Yes, yes. Greetings. Very good. The Course of Eternal Light. Courses of Eternal Light. Yes. Knowledge moves. Let us speak now of the structure of the Course of Eternal Light. We are speaking of a course to bring forth the knowledge of the source of creation. We are bringing forth the knowledge of creating. And why is this knowledge so important? Structured deep within every cell in the body is the process of creating, the mechanics of the process of the sequential unfoldment of creation. This is the home of the source of creation. Structured within each cell is the process of the emergence of all of creation. Knowledge awakens the memory of this process deep within every cell. Knowledge enlivens this process of the dynamics of initial rotations. The pendant of eternal light is the master tool. It is a tool for mastering the dynamics of the process of initial rotations. Mastery of this process brings about fulfillment of desires. It is the mastery of the process of creating. The seat of eternal light is that home for the greatest light in creation. We will bring forth this knowledge, this course of eternal light, from our blessed seat of eternal light. The knowledge of eternal light dwells at the seat of eternal light. The first course of eternal light will be offered at the seat of eternal light. From here, knowledge moves. The waters of the vast ocean will carry this knowledge to the shores of America. We will offer the course of eternal light first in the locations nearest the seat of eternal light. Like this, eternal light will move across the country. Sequentially, knowledge moves. We are blessing the country with the radiance of eternal light. In the year 2011, we will deliver the blessing of the seat of eternal light across the country. So then he paused a long time, and I asked him, does that mean that we would be offering the courses starting at the West Coast and going to the East Coast? And he said, yes. And then he paused again, so I asked, so do all of the cities have to be in the order of the line moving across the country? He said, no, we will begin on the shores closest to our beloved seat of eternal light. From there, we will visit 5 or 6 cities,
progressing across the country, arriving on the eastern shores. After we have traversed the country, we will offer the course of eternal light to any city in any location. 2011. It will be very important to enliven the radiance of eternal light across the whole of America. It is very important. We are structuring the foundation for the process of the great transformation on earth. This is the light of the source of creation. This is eternal light. Now, let us discuss the structure of this program. The course of eternal light will be offered on 2 consecutive days. 2 days. 6 hours the first day and 6 hours on the second day. The knowledge of eternal light. The knowledge of eternal light delivered to the doorsteps of all. And then he paused again, and then I told him that we are ready to start production and that of the pendant of eternal light, and that it should be available sometime in August. And he said, "Very good." And then I asked another few questions about specific things about the pendant. And then I asked if there was any kind of general definition that he could give for the pendant of eternal light that would help people to understand its purpose. And he said, "The pendant of eternal light is the master tool to bring forth the great light of transformation for Earth." This event was seen thousands of years ago, and now we are blessed with the tool to enliven the process of the initial rotations of creation, the process of the source of creation. As the fullness of supreme radiance is enlivened, all may be achieved. Health and abundant fulfillment. Keep this pendant near to you for maximum benefits and enjoy. And then he paused again. So I asked him, when he's saying near, is it that he's saying that we need to wear it, or could we have it in a pocket? And he said, "It is not necessary to wear it. It will be good to have it near. It may be worn for greater ease." And then he paused again. Then he just ended with, "Very good, very good. Many blessings."
Absolutely beautiful, David. And what's this about the year 2011?
Well, that's the year, next year, is when we're going to start with these courses of training people how to create, training people how to use eternal light. So that, Latos hasn't told us that much about these. In fact, in the last 2 messages, you have now heard everything we know about these courses. So what we do know is that he wants it to move sequentially, starting in Hawaii at the Seat of Eternal Light, and then moving west to east across the United States for the first 5 or 6 cities. After that, it will be all around the United States and in other cities around the world, and enlivening this knowledge within people is going to be a prerequisite, a necessary precursor for the changes that we're going to see coming in the following year.
Well, it's all just so exciting. And, of course, people are going to be able to find out about these courses, about how they can learn more about the tools and everything on your new website, which is biogenesis.us. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to replay a message that Lantos gave Cindy. I think it was back in May. Is that correct, David?
That's right. I think May 26th.
All right, May 26th, and we'll be explaining why we're going to go backwards in time to hear that important message. And again, if you want to hear David Damery speaking about Lantos and also rehear what Cindy has to say, we're going to be replaying this program in its entirety next Monday, July 26th. The 9 to 10 a.m. hour. And, of course, you can always hear it on our archived programming and even download it on your iPods right at seeingbeyond.com. Stay with us. We've got more important information that's next right here on Seeing Beyond. You know what the definition of insanity is, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. The next weekday class is July 21st, so save the place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, master life coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
We're here with David Damery. Find out more about him, Biogenesis, the Biogenesis tools, and even hear Lantos speaking through Cindy on their brand new website. Same URL, but completely revised. It is biogenesis.us. All right, this is kind of a lengthy message from Lantos, a very encouraging one. It was addressed to Cindy on May 26th. Why don't you introduce it for us, David, and we'll go straight to it.
Well, in the last two messages we've heard, Lantos has spoken about the pendant of eternal light, and he's also talked about this change, this fundamental transformation we're going to see in the next 2 to 3 years, which, of course, is popularly known as 2012. This message we're replaying because it's the first message where Lantos really spoke about the pendant, and it is the first message where Lantos spoke about its relationship to 2012, and what actually is the nature of 2012.
All right, well, here it is. Again, this is something so important that was actually given to Cindy on May 26th. Enjoy.
This is the dialogue for May 26, 2010. Greetings. I asked him about the pendant of eternal light, how it's made, and the purpose of the pendant of eternal light. Yes, infinity on a chain. We will wear the infinite around our necks. The purpose of the pendant of eternal light is just that, eternal light. We are harnessing the nature of eternal light in a small, small device. We are enlivening the supreme field of eternal light. We are attracting the beings of light whose existence is on that level of eternal light. The precious pendant of eternal light will greatly strengthen the signal. We are boosting the signal of the biotranslator. We are boosting the signal of one's own biotranslator. This is owing to the refined quality of existence that is generated by the pendant of eternal light. On this finer level of creation, desires are met with greater fulfillment. More quickly, desires are fulfilled. The pendant of eternal light is a great healer. It is through the process of the enlivenment of eternal light, the process of the attraction of the great beings of cosmic intelligence on this refined level of existence, that many blessings are received. One may call them miracles because the process of fulfillment may not be seen. Yes, our blessed pendant of eternal light may become known as the pendant of miracles. It may be so. And then he paused a long time, so I asked, how would we go about making the pendant of eternal light? But instead of answering that question, he just proceeded. For the next 2 years, we are building a bridge. We are building a bridge connecting the finer levels of existence with the more expressed levels of creation. This is the role of every individual on Earth at this time. This is the responsibility of every man, woman, and child. This is very important. What we speak of now is of great significance. We are speaking of the role of every individual on Earth at this time. Because you are on Earth at this time, you are entrusted with a great obligation to humanity, both present and future. You are entrusted with the responsibility of building a bridge, establishing an unshakable connection between the outer levels of existence and the supremely refined level of the source of creation, that level of eternal light. Because you are on this earth at this time, this is your role for humanity. And because of your birth in this time of the process of Earth's transformation, you are being equipped with the necessary tools to accomplish this supreme task. It is a supreme task. It is a supreme responsibility. We are very blessed to play a role in this great process for humanity. And then again he paused. So I asked, is this transformation that he's speaking of related in any way to what people are talking about with the idea of the year 2012? Yes, a brilliant light may be seen from far distances. This supreme transformation was seen from far distances in time. Across great distances of time, this occurrence was spotted. Only the nature of this occurrence was not understood. One can only see, one can only perceive from one's own level of experience. If the experience of eternal light is not firmly established, one may look at eternal light and say, "What is this? I do not know what is this." Like this, when seen from across the great span of time, this great transformation we are now facing, we are fast approaching, has been indescribable. It has been indescribable. Because the nature of it was unknown. The experience of its nature was unknown. You see? We have established the seat of eternal light for all mankind, and now eternal light is dawning for all humanity. This is the role of humanity in structuring eternal light at this time. This is the role of every individual on earth at this time. There is much to accomplish. There is much to be accomplished. It is a great blessing.
David, so beautiful, and I want to again invite our listeners to check out your new website, www.biogenesis.us. David, thank you so much for having been here today. It's always such a great pleasure to tell our listeners about the Biogenesis tools, which, of course, they can purchase on your website, and to highlight the work that you and your entire family, especially Cindy, are doing. Thank you so much for having been here, David.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. Always a pleasure.
Well, this is Bonnie Colleen, and I want to remind you that this program is going to be available on our website in the archive programming. You can download it on your iPods, and we're going to be repeating it in its entirety on Monday, July 26th, 9 to 10 a.m. Be sure and let all of your listeners and friends know. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
Sterling Court reminds motorists that summer is a time when